scarred by Adam's sin. He knew his first image bearers would taint his image in them by their own rebellion. He knew the people he chose to be his luck bearers would instead become self-absorbed and syncretistic. He knew they would become a curse, a byword among the nations instead of a blessing to all peoples. He knew their eventual exile out of the Promised Land, like Adam and Eve's expulsion from Eden, would only underscore the plight of all creation, a luckless world waiting for redemption, a redemption that could only come from beyond itself. And so he came. Christ entered the luckless, joyless, lifeless world. He was born to the unlikeliest of people, a Jewish carpenter and his ordinary wife. Yet even his arrival in her womb elevated her. Because of him, she, the scandal of her town, the subject of scornful whispers and smirking eyes, was called by an angel, highly favored among women. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. She was blessed. Though they did not know it yet, the luckless had become lucky. At his birth, shepherds, rootless, wandering rogues, were visited by a choral constellation of angels announcing good news. Like Abraham, the nomadic shepherd God had visited thousands of years earlier, like Moses, the shepherd in Midian, tending to his father-in-law's flock, who saw a bush on fire yet not consumed, like David, the king God crowned while he was hidden in the valley tending his father's sheep, shepherds are once again the lucky ones, the ones God visits. Something about them must remind him of himself. Although dirty and stained, his image in them still shimmers in the light of his glorious eyes. Jesus, from his conception and birth, began bringing blessing to the world. This was the fulfillment of what God had promised Abraham. God had promised to bring blessing to the world through Abraham's family. Now the promise was coming to pass specifically through Jesus the Messiah. Jesus is Abraham's seed, the chosen one, the one who would perfectly fulfill the call to reveal God to the world and to rescue and restore all created things. He is the perfect image bearer, for he is the image of the invisible God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Not only is Jesus the perfect image bearer, he is also the ultimate luck bearer. Through his life, death, and resurrection, humanity will be redeemed and creation will be restored. Humanity had been wasting away since the first man, by his disobedience, brought death into the world. But now, through this one man's obedience, life, unexpected, undeserved, abundant, overflowing life, the life